Good morning, and welcome to the second International Roadmap Development for the Brain Society Diagnostic Project and all of its related bodies of knowledge. We have 2 days of a busy, interesting program. The format for today is in your programs. It will consist of a panel format, and we will have an opportunity for the input of quite a bit of information from a number of distinguished speakers. Tomorrow, those of you who are able to join us will participate in a very different kind of format, a highly interactive format where you will be working in specialized groups to achieve tangible outcomes by the end of the day. And we will have a different facilitation team available for you tomorrow to assist you with that process. As we go through the day today and tomorrow, I will be here to help us stay on time, to help keep you oriented to the program, and with the help of the McGill team, hopefully address all of your needs over the next couple of days. If there is anything that you need at any point in time to be able to do the work that we need to do, please let me know, or please let a member of the McGill team know, and we'll do our very best to make whatever changes or adaptations are required so that we can accomplish the most in the next couple of days. When working in a large room like this, I think we have all been subjected to some moments where we can be distracted and right when we are trying to hear an important point or whatever. And sometimes we can forget that one little thing just before we walked into the room. So if you have not yet turned your communications devices to silent, would you please do so now? We have a very, very interesting couple of days ahead of us and no time to waste. With that, I'd like to introduce the opening comments from Dr. Dubé.
Thank you, Chris. Just a very brief introductory comments first to thank all of you to be here this morning, but also maybe to give a bit of perspective of this Brain to Society diagnostic projects, what it is, what we are trying to achieve, and how it relates to many of you have come to the McGill platform for the think tank at this time of the year, which over the years we have been bringing mainstream business, academy, government from health, from agriculture, from architecture, all those sectors that have to be changed in significant way if we are to move toward better health and economic convergence and address the problems that are at the root of many of chronic disease, many are also economic challenges that countries are facing. Over the years, we were asked to see whether the think tank can become a think and do tank. In parallel, on the research side, I always say that the McGill Platform for Health and Economic Convergence is simply the knowledge to action of our research agenda on the Brain to Society, where this line of work that we have started here at McGill, but having collaborators from around the world, with the idea that with the development that we have had over the next 3 decades in terms of knowing biology, knowing gene, knowing brain, knowing also how to better understand, map, and hopefully influence complex systems, to what extent can we develop a research agenda to better align our modern society with our human biology. So this Brain to Society diagnostic projects, in a way, is at the convergence of those, and you can think of this as a mixture of the human genome sequencing projects where scientists from around the world work in some aligned manner, each doing whatever they were doing, but contributing to helping better understand the human genome. And a second component that can give you a sense of where we go is Elinor Ostrom last year won the 2009 Nobel Prize of Economics with this, she called her work the diagnostic approach to environmental economics, which is essentially to say we need to have a knowledge basis where In a much more nested manner, we mix science, policy, and action. We mix the discipline that we need to have, the data, the metrics, so that in some way we have information at the point of action, whether this action is governmental policy, whether it is community organization, or whether it is business innovation, and so on. So that is very much with this mindset that with the Brain to Society diagnostic projects, we hope to have collaborators from around the world that would come from science, policy, action, and education in business, in agriculture, and health, and work concretely on a set of projects. Some of them can be academic research, other can be support to policy, other can be support to innovation, but a series of projects with a 3 to 5 years horizon where we work together in building capacity that we would not have otherwise. We hosted the first Brain to Society Diagnostic International meeting at the Pre-G8 in Toronto. We had a one-day workshop. We had then a one-day of policy discussion that get fed into the G8 process. And meanwhile, that was in June, between June and now, we had 3 or 4 intermediary roadmap development workshop. One, I see Jean-Pierre here at the University of Chicago, one at Chicago, another one, Rick Smith came here from London, with the idea of really working in a very distributed manner in pursuing a set of projects to help align human biology with our modern society and economy. So I will stop here. So today, essentially, you will hear from all the perspectives that we bring together. And tomorrow, it's basically as many projects that we think that the people who are assembled have the power and the capacity to move a significant scientific and policy agenda. Thank you.